Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hey, we are going to be jumping into the story of James Craig today. This is the dentist, the Colorado dentist, who allegedly poisoned his wife slowly but surely while carrying on an affair with another member of the dental profession from another state. She is now speaking out on what exactly happened and trying to clear her name because, yeah, she does look kind of villainous in a story like this. But when taken into context, which is obviously important in anything in life, it's important, I think, to give her a chance, listen to what happened, and then make your judgment. According to her, who is her? Karen Kane. She was entwined in a disturbing tale of alleged deceit and murder, but not so much. She was seeing the dentist, James Craig, for only about 3 weeks, which people may have thought it was going on for longer. It seems the actions of Craig were the things that were much more disturbing than her thought that she was getting into a relationship with a man who was finalizing a divorce. Two things which were not true, but were true to her because that's what he had expressed to her. She sat down with ABC News, and this is her reaction to being labeled the mistress of James Craig.
You've been labeled the mistress in this story.
Yeah, I don't like that label. If I had known what was true, I would not have been with this person.
In total, how long were you together with James Craig?
I want to say it lands right exactly at 3 weeks.
Do you think that James Craig allegedly poisoned his wife to clear the deck so he could be with you?
There's no way I'm motive. There's been no planning a future together.
And yes, while that is true for her, it seems that James may have had some other things in mind because he had been asking her to come out, visit him, and within days of this trip being confirmed is when suddenly his wife fell dramatically ill. Yes, dramatically ill.
And the day before Karen arrives in Denver, Angela's health takes a horrific turn. She suffers a seizure, is on life support, and is not expected to survive.
Originally, it was like, maybe I shouldn't really even come. And he was like, I could really use the support.
Karen tells me they met for dinner twice.
He at no point seemed stressed or anxious or, I mean, really, I had to drag it out. I'm like, are you sure you're okay? Because he seemed okay.
Yeah, that seems a little bit bizarre when your wife, even if it's like your ex-wife, even if it's like the person you're getting divorced from, suddenly like falls ill and is near death and it's the mother of your children and you're just like, let's go to Applebee's. With no, I mean, it's obviously the work of a narcissist to be able to do something like that. And it's just scary to think a way that people can think that way. But that is certainly what she was getting herself wrapped up in. Here's her talking about how they met. This is from ABC News.
We met on a Thursday and then went home on Saturday. So we spent this Thursday evening getting to know each other. And then we texted until like, you know, 4 a.m. that night. Then the next day we, you know, spent pretty much the day together.
They seem to have shared values, a strong faith, their children, their number one priority, and both seem to be in a similar place. She says he told her he was also deep in the divorce process.
He told me they hadn't been living together. He had an apartment.
Yeah, so a lot of lies that were told to reel her in. It is what I also find interesting is what we had in common, our faith, while he's actively poisoning his wife. Here's some more from ABC.
The allegations that within days of meeting you, he starts researching potassium cyanide and is buying these deadly poisons.
Yeah, and it wasn't until the media started reporting on it that I realized the timeline was so tight that it was like 2 days after we had left that meeting.
When you read that affidavit that he was Googling things like how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human? Is arsenic detectable in an autopsy? What was that like?
I don't really think I have an answer for that because it's like I don't have any sort of headspace of my reality where that fits. I didn't willingly have a relationship with somebody who was in a marriage.
You got to feel for her. You really do. If this is someone who truly did believe these things, and I do believe she had no idea. This is someone who obviously was able to elude their family and all these kids and their wife for all these years that he's this wonderful person when in reality he's a totally different monster at the end of the day. And as soon as he says or hears that his girlfriend is going to show up while his wife is dying and just has no emotion, that's a monster. That's very scary. And quite honestly, this woman is lucky she got out of this alive. Because God knows if she had spoken up or maybe had said something to the effect of, this seems kind of weird or suspicious, who knows where she would be today.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit nocd.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's nocd.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.